I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News Du Jour. Hey, you guys, happy Thursday and welcome back to the News Du Jour. So for today's episode, we actually only have two stories, but they're really important ones and kind of long ones. And actually, the first one is like a bunch of mini stories, but around the same theme. So let's jump right in because there's a lot to go over. So like I said, we're just doing two stories today, and the first one is about wild weather continuing. Okay, guys, so this crazy weather is truly at an all-time high this summer. Completely unprecedented tragedies like what we saw in Germany and Belgium and China and the American mega drought are happening all over the world. There have been even more disasters going down. Let's walk through them. First up, Colorado is seeing record rainfall, which during a drought might seem like a huge blessing. But what happened was the area that flooded and swept all kinds of mud and debris into the river ended up contaminating the water supply, making it completely undrinkable. They actually have had to turn off the water supply on last Wednesday because it was literally running black out of faucets. You see, the specific area that was flooded is Fort Collins, and they had a horrible forest fire last year, if you remember, and all of the burnt trees and scorched earth was what was actually running into the water system. They were able to switch to an alternative water source for the time being, but not all places have that luxury. Let's hope that this second source of water remains unaffected by these floods. Three people were also killed during the floods themselves, with a fourth remaining missing. Next up, a tropical storm complete with a typhoon is headed right for the Olympics. Okay, I can't make this up, you guys. Let's talk about the perfect storm, or rather, the least perfect storm, the worst storm. An Olympic season that's already being defined by disaster, the pandemic, is now also battling a tropical storm typhoon combo. It all started on Tuesday when the skies darkened, kicking up winds and heavy rain. Huge waves have already begun disrupting the Olympic Games, but as of the time that I'm writing this, the storm has not made landfall yet, but that is expected to happen shortly. More effects from the tropical storm, such as cyclones, are also anticipated. Next up, England is also getting hammered by wild weather as well. For the second time just this month, London's hospital rooms, roadways, and train stations are flooded with rainwater. People are having to be rescued out of their homes, out of their cars. The underground London subway system was also put on pause because the rainwater flooded several service stations. The City of London has actually been busy building a tunnel to help deal with overflow of the Thames River. But the problem is, it's not scheduled to be finished until 2023. So they're not able to use it as of yet. It will be called the Thames Tideway and hopefully will help prevent the kind of extreme floods that they are seeing now. Next up, Italian wildfires. So an island off of Italy called Sardinia is also burning right now, in addition to the American West. These are heights previously unknown to this area. This island is a huge tourist draw, so both locals and foreigners are having to be evacuated. The region's governor has stated that they have never seen anything like this and put the island in a state of emergency. Firefighting planes have been sent out from France and Greece to help douse the fire in an attempt to put it out. Hundreds of farm animals like pigs, sheep, cows, and goats have died in these fires despite efforts to rescue them. Tens of thousands of acres are scorched. And then we move on to India, which is definitely the deadliest disaster that we will report on today. So India is being swept up into monsoons. Now, this happens every year during this season, but this year, the rains seem to have escalated dramatically. Mudslides have sent rocks tumbling down mountainsides. 9 people were killed in one car alone when a giant boulder fell on it. A death toll of at least 164 people just keeps on rising. And about 100 more are missing in the floods. Entire villages and towns have been destroyed by the effects of these rains, causing these areas to resemble war zones more than anything else. 300,000 people have been evacuated from their homes, and their homes are now left to weather the storm. Obviously, the main themes here are fires and floods. These are things predicted for decades as main effects of climate change by the world's leading scientists. If this summer seems bad, remember that this is only the beginning. And I don't say that to stress you out. This is a calmer space to consume the news after all. But I need to help you prepare and get ready for this. And hopefully you guys can help get our leadership on board to tackle this existential threat to human life. And for our second and final story of the day, the January 6th inquiry. The House committee investigating the January 6th attacks is beginning to really dig their teeth into testimony about that day. And a lot of new info and specific details are coming out, along with light being shed on the lingering effects for those who were there that day. Police officers detailed everything from being spit on, racial slurs being shouted in their faces, suffering heart attacks and traumatic brain injuries, being nearly beaten to death with their own firearms, repeatedly tasered, and having to seek trauma counseling for PTSD to this day. They are all unanimously calling for a deep investigation into what happened that day, and all of them blamed President Trump specifically for the day's events. Officer Gunnell recounted, quote, All of them were telling us, Trump sent us, end quote. Officer Dunn reiterated, quote, a hitman sent them. I want you to get to the bottom of that, end quote. Meaning that he believes President Trump sent them out for blood. Trump himself refers to that same crowd as, quote, loving, which is laughable if it wasn't so tragic. 5 people died that day, and many more were severely injured. Nooses were erected outside of the Capitol building. The way these men were essentially tortured and still to this day suffer from their injuries at the hands of that crowd, that's not what loving is. Several of the officers actually cried while testifying. The two Republicans seated on the committee were serious in their statements of unity. They condemned how the rest of their Republican colleagues have downplayed these events, but prominent Republicans have denounced the proceedings as partisan, and Republican Representative McCarthy specifically said that the committee should be focused on preventing such an attack for the future versus investigating the past. Some Republicans are even blaming Nancy Pelosi for the attacks, saying the Speaker of the House should have somehow protected the Capitol better. Doesn't make a ton of sense to me, as I don't think safeguarding the building is part of her job description as Speaker of the House. But I could be wrong about that. And for those whose job it was that day, they were trying tooth and nail to survive. In Officer Fanone's body camera footage, you hear him pleading with his attackers, quote, "I have kids," end quote, as rioters call in the background for him to be killed via his own gun. And then he loses consciousness due to repeated shocks with a taser. And the irony was, many in this crowd beating these officers to death held flags and wore shirts proclaiming that blue lives matter, quote unquote. The ultimate irony. But now that they have heard from the police officers, the next step for the committee is to subpoena White House staff ASAP to see who knew what, when, and what specific actions were taken to try to protect the Capitol building and the lawmakers trapped inside. And that is the news du jour. Today, I wanted to leave you guys with the quote, "If you're waiting for someone to believe in you, you could be waiting forever. Believe in yourself." If you enjoyed this episode, please consider becoming a patron of our podcast. For $7.99 a month, you can unlock tons of perks like breaking news text messages so that you're never out of the loop. Tons of bonus episodes are already up there ready for you to binge, and a discussion board full of networking opportunities and much more. Go to www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia today to become a patron. This is the best way to support our show. Our patrons make News du Jour possible. But a couple other ways to support our podcast are: rate and review on whatever podcast platform you use to listen, share on your social media, you have influence, tell your friends, family, and colleagues that you love News du Jour and why you listen. You can also follow us on social media under sugarfreemedia.co on Instagram, just sugarfreemedia, all one word, on TikTok, and sugarfree_media on Twitter. We also have a weekend newsletter called Dreamer's Digest that's full of dreamy content recommendations for your weekend and a life update from yours truly. Sign up today on our website, www.sugarfreemedia.co. Our music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Our cover art is by Hannah Pierce Photography. Our Sugar Free Media logo is by Catherine Jezik Designs. Any twinkling or little footsteps you might hear in the background are by my dog, Rhett. He's a rescue pup and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du Jour. Broadcasting from